Yeah, he used to sell them to a lot of the stamping plants. I guess they would get them, heat them up cherry red, and then run them through the stamp there, and it formed it easier there. But these coils would be big old coils, and they'd have they'd be maybe 2-3 inch diameter chunks of steel, and probably 10 inches long or 12 inches long, kind of thing. And a cylinder would push one of it down through the, so you'd have a whole line of them pushing each other down through these coils. And all of them cherry red, and had stainless steel, water-cooled rails and coils, and yeah, it was quite interesting.